Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you very much, Pastor Moses. I'm so blessed to be here this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are so glad. As he has told you, I'm Evangelist Patrick Wandera from Makere Hill Deliverance Church. I'm a married man. I should have come with my wife, but she was on a program to be preaching in our third service today. So I just had to drop her at church and then run here. That's why we're a bit late for the service. We stayed this side of the world, so we had to go up to Makere, then come back. I came with the team. God has blessed us with three sons. And are you guys all there? My firstborn is here. Pal, where's Pal? Pal is here. You can stand and just wave to the church. That's my firstborn. Yeah, we have written here some time back when this young man was 8 years. He had a very interesting supernatural experience. We're coming from church. I was going to minister on radio, on top radio, but I had visitors. So they drove the family back home. And the moment they stepped out of church, he fell asleep. He did not fall asleep, but he saw himself. He saw an angel coming right at the windscreen. He was levitating from above, and he found himself getting out of the body and, passing through the forehead here at the top of his head and went to heaven. And he saw a lot of things. The Lord took him on a tour. He saw a lot of things in heaven, met the disciples of the Lord. He saw Martians. He saw marvelous things. After that, he took him even to hell, and he saw a lot of things in hell. So we wrote a book about his life. Unfortunately, I've not put it in print, but I'm believing that maybe after 2 weeks from now, it should be in print. But it is on Amazon. Hallelujah. Then I have my second born. My second born is there. That's Patrick. Stand up properly. He's Patrick Wandera. We share the same names. One time when he was young, he was only about 3 years. I think below 3 years. He came looking for us. He cried and cried. And he was a very little boy. He's a very sharp, sharp young man. So he came crying. He was crying, trying to look for daddy and mommy. But I was busy. I was hearing, but I was, busy with my thing. I knew these are kids. They would just sort out themselves. The mother was also quiet. So he came looking for me. And when he reached, he asked me, "Daddy, daddy?" So I said, "Yes." "Did you hear somebody cry?" I said, "Yes." "Did you know that person was me?" I said, "Yes." "Why didn't you come?" Said I was busy. "Daddy, I cry and you're busy." This is a three-year-old kid, not telling you. "I cry and you're busy. Then from today I've discovered you are not my friend. And from today stop using my name." So I had to work hard and get some peace offering so that we can, restore the name. I can be allowed to use the name. But he's a wonderful young man. I love him. I have my last born. I thought he had come, but I think he chose to remain with the mom. I just dropped them at church. I was busy, so I didn't even look who was inside the car. I'm only discovering here that he's missing. Hallelujah. Some of you have been following us on YouTube channel. Does anybody follow us on YouTube channel? At times. Okay, those of you who have been following us, there's a young man here called Subuga Joseph. How many have heard of Subuga Joseph's testimony? Amen. I can see a good number of hands. Subuga is here with us. He's been a blessing. Just stand and... His testimony has blessed so many people across the world. We first put it on radio. It was in Luganda. The audios went around. But right now we have made it international. We have written a book. It is my third book. It's called Satan's Attack on the Local Church. So it is only 30,000. And it's a beautiful book. It's a powerful testimony. My first book is 7 Years in Hell, A Few Minutes in Heaven. This is a story about a young man called, sorry, a young lady called Erica Mukisa, whom she's the first one whom I came to discover that she was a devil worshiper, and yet she was my sister's daughter. Imagine raising somebody from your house. You knew them from day one. Then later you discover that this kid has been a devil worshiper and is on a mission to join a certain school and mess the people's lives around. So I wrote a book about her testimony. It is 7 Years in Hell, A Few Minutes in Heaven. It's 20,000. Then this is my second book. It's called Soul Merchants. Now, Soul Merchant is today you can sell your soul to the devil. There are websites where you can sell your soul and they will buy it. Yes, they will give you all the money you want, but be sure of one thing, they will come for that soul. You go to bed, and by the time you wake up, the people will be seeing the body that you have is the same body, but you are missing. It is packed with demons. So they will continue relating with the other body without knowing that this person is missing. I prayed for a young man I met him in Fort Porto School of Clerical Officers. He had sold his soul when he was in Intare High. And the devil came. They came and removed his own. He found himself getting out of the body. And a spirit entered. A dragon entered his body. And it began using that body, but for him, he was taken underground. He was put in a case, in a coffin, and began working with dogs. They gave him a stage name called Black Dog. Now, the word black, you know, this guy is in the secular world. These Satanists, they use stage names a lot. And some of the stage names they are using for you have no idea about. You simply get crazy with them. You follow them without knowing that you are following Satan. This guy was given a name called Black Dog. Now he would write the word dog forward and then backward. It was an acronym. If you read it backward, it will be Dragon of Greatness. Dog. Dragon of Greatness. So, and you know the ancient dragon, that was Satan. So he was the one giving him greatness. He was supposed to become a president of Uganda. But people would be following him, thinking they are following a guy called Conrad. Okay, his real name is Ken. A guy called Ken, when they are following a dragon, because it is now hidden in the flesh. Backward, he would read it as dragon, God of Destiny. So it was now the one determining his destiny, controlling his destiny. I prayed for that young man. We wrestled and wrestled. We overcame that devil, and he got delivered. He gave us a wonderful story, which I captured and put in this book. It has a number of stories of young people whom God has used me to deliver, and they've given us a lot of testimonies. I don't know whether, Pastor Moses, you have come across this book. You have read it. A chapter. It's a wonderful book. It's only 30,000. Then on Friday next week, or this week, because this week, yeah, that is 4th. I am launching this book. It's called The Altars That Influence Our Lives. It's a good book. All my books are on Amazon. Including the one of this young man. So, you can always shop there. If you want to follow us to know the things that God is doing in our ministry, I basically share. I have a channel where I share just testimonies of these former devil worshippers. It's like the ministry which God has called me into. I've been in churches. You come to a church like this one, everybody looks like a saint, but the enemy has two or three who are working for him day and night. Some of them, they have infiltrated the place and they are in the choir. Some of them are ushers. As you bring your offertory for them, they release curses in those offertories. They have to touch the money. I've seen it all over and over. There's a church which had a very beautiful young girl, an usher. So when people would come in, and she would be at the gate, I mean at the entry. She had a ring. This girl was the mother is an Acholi, and the father is a Muyindi. So she has that mix. And you know how those chotelas sometimes can look nice, beautiful. So people would just look at this girl, you know, she comes, she's smiling, and you look at an angel. But she had a ring on her finger. When you come, she first hold your baby and tap the head. And demons would enter into that baby. The baby would become unstable in the service. As we are preaching, the kid is crying, and you have to go out to attend. So you miss the service because you're attending to this kid. But the whole thing began at the entry. She would do that over and over. And she comes from a very big church, powerful pastor, but he doesn't know the kind of flock he has. Hallelujah. End of commercial. Back to the word. Hallelujah. Pastor Moses, thank you for inviting me, and I'm glad to see you. Subga has been telling me about you. You have stood with him a lot and supported him in many things, he tells me. So he told me, please make sure you thank Pastor Moses. He's been a wonderful man. You know, these young people come out of the other side when they are used to certain lifestyle. Money is not a problem in that world. He tells me he used to go and sell drinks at the university, somewhere in schools or in University of Wishaka or some other universities. Just a ring, you sell it at about how much? 3,000 or 10,000? 10,000. And he would sell like even 5 or maybe 10. But at the end of the day, he earns a salary which is more than 1 million. But you sold something which is less. Now the mathematics would not add up. Because for them, they are not after making money, but capturing souls, corrupting people, imparting demons in people. So today our topic is avoiding satanic bondages. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, which is above every other name, we want to thank you so much, Lord, for this church. We bless your God for Pastor Moses. We thank you for his family. We thank you for this church. We thank you for this community of believers, O Lord. We bless them. Lord, we thank you that they are here to seek you. They love you. Lord, we come against every demonic power that rules in this place. We come against it, but the power and authority in the name of Jesus. We crush the altars of Satan. We defeat his power. We defeat his influence in this place. In the name of Jesus, I come against every power that reigns over this whole atmosphere, over this hotel, the forces of evil. We destroy them. We break them. We arrest them in the name of Jesus. The marine spirits, we crush them and destroy them. But the power and authority in the name of Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we release your people and release freedom in this place, O God Almighty. Every form of bondage, we break it by the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Lord, we release your glory. Anoint, O Lord, this service, O Lord. Let your presence come down. Let your glory come down, O Lord, as we share your word. Let your word bring deliverance. Let your word bring healing. Let your word, O Lord, touch your people. We bless you and worship you. Be blessed forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. We are going to read from, let's get our Bibles. Let's read Luke chapter 14. Luke 14, 25 to 33. And if you are projecting, please use NLT in this particular scripture. New Living Translation. The Bible says a large crowd followed Jesus, was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciples, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else, your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple if you do not carry your own cross and follow me. You cannot be my disciple, but don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you may complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, there is the person who started a building and couldn't afford to finish it. What king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? And if he can't, he will send a delegation to discuss terms of peace while the enemy is still far. So you cannot become my disciple. You cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own." Hallelujah. Jesus is telling us something very important here. He's telling us about the cost of salvation. We are living in a time where there are so many false religions, false cults, where they tell you, once you are born again, you will not suffer. Life will be just kuseya. Everything will go well for you. You will not fall sick. You have a mind of Christ, so you are Christ. You are God. In every situation, you are just God. Exams will go well. You can even speak in tongues and, you know, write things in tongues. Rababa, shanda, lalababa. You don't need even to revise. That's not what the Bible tells us. That is a lie. When Jesus is calling his disciples, he's telling them, the ministry I've called you to, the kingdom you are entering, is a kingdom which is at war. In fact, in some places he says, "I did not come to bring peace, but I came to bring war. A man's enemy will be those of his own household." If you came expecting everybody to cheer you up and say, "Yes, yeah, yeah, sister, you're on the right road." What? No, you are going to find challenges. You get a brother, he's born again, he wants to marry you, and your family is telling you, "You cannot bring him locally. Or you can't bring here somebody from this tribe." You know, the person is saved, he loves the Lord, but does not belong to your family. I mean, your tribe, the tribe which they want. And you're wondering, is there another God who created this person and who created the other tribe or another tribe? Some of us, we are even Christians, but we still have that mindset. So when Jesus is coming, he's telling you that you have to love him more than your father, your mother, and everybody around you, even your own life. Because when you have to value him more than you value anyone, the Bible says a large crowd was following him. There are so many people who like to follow easy things. It was a large crowd. But now Jesus began to tell them about the reality of life. In fact, Jesus says, the way to heaven is narrow, and those who find themselves on it are few. When you see a traffic jam, and they are telling you this is the way to heaven, and everybody is there, there's a jam, begin questioning. Because, my friend, that's not a way to heaven. You may be following that and you end up in hell. Hallelujah. So a large crowd was following him. He turned around and said to them, if you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else. And he starts with your father, your mother, your wife, and the children. You see, this flesh relates with the flesh. It has attachments that are strong. Your parents gave birth to this flesh. And they want to cling to this flesh. And they want to direct it. Some of them came from Muslim background. The flesh that gave you birth to you practice Islam from childhood. Some of them, they visited the Mama Fina. Some of them, there are certain traditions they have to do. And some of those traditions are deeply rooted into Satanism, into witchcraft. They are dealing with demons. And when you make a step to run away from them, Satan will raise up. Because in war, once you cross over, you're crossing to another kingdom. And in war, nobody will just simply put up his hands and let his people go, his territory be taken over. War must erupt. So the enemy will erupt. He will raise from people you don't expect. Your father can raise against you. You are coming now, you are bringing your introduction. You want... sometimes they have allowed you, but they will put certain things that will cause you to submit to the devil. And the devil is looking for a way of entry into your home, into your marriage. You have to bring some mumwenge, and you have to pour to the ancestors. Do you know that you are making a covenant? While we are looking for things that have, your marriage begins going wrong, but you don't know where the entry was. But because there is a flesh that dictated what you must do, and you ended up succumbing to that, and the enemy found a footstep how he can enter your life, your marriage. You get tormented, things begin going wrong, but you don't know where they came from. Jesus said, you see, you must know the word and know what the word says. And when you know what the word says, respect your parents. The Bible says, honor your father and mother so that it can go well with you and you may have a long life. It does not tell you to respect them when they are good people. Sometimes they are very bad people, but you have to know how to obey them. But when it comes to things which are spiritual, you must stand your ground. Hallelujah. There are people you must visit certain altars. Oh, some woman has to come and do certain ritual for you to go ahead, because nobody has crossed over from your marriage to the other side. So Jesus is telling us, he's laying a foundation for the kingdom. Okay? He turned around and said to them, if you want to be my disciples, you must by comparison, hate everything, everyone else. Your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your brothers and sisters. Yes, even your own life. This life here, if you don't learn to crucify it, it can lead you in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. You are going to go, I'm just going to be hitting here and there. You are going to go to university. You know some of you have been to university. Some of you are still in the process. You are studying and you have this agent of hell a lecturer for you. As far as you know, he's a lecturer. You are a brilliant student. And for you to cross to get your certificate, for you to graduate or to pass his exams, you must sleep with him. The guy stands there, he is inspired by demons, and you're here, you're wondering, how do I pass? Everybody is doing it after all. Subuga tells me there are people at university, lecturers. Well, you know, the devil puts people in different places. There are those who are bosses in new offices. They have a lot of money. And as you work with them, their work is to make sure they capture you. This young man was sleeping with every woman. Not because he wanted to sleep with them, I mean, to satisfy himself, but that was a way of initiation. And as he slept with them, he imparted demons in them. So he had so much power in his eyes that if he looked at any woman, powers would come from his eyes and the woman would be hypnotized. And whatever he told that woman, the woman would agree and he would sleep with that woman. Now you have people who are lecturers, their work, what the salary they get from university is just simply petty cash. His real money is from somewhere else. They are rich, they have everything. But they will make sure they sleep with you. So now you are here with your paper. You want to go through this exam. You want to be like everybody to graduate. And not because you are stupid. The guy is saying you are not going to pass. And he's giving you wrong marks. And you have to rebound that paper several times. So now you have to decide. Am I going to continue with the studies? Am I going to graduate or I give in? And the moment you give in, the devil has got you. Some of you say, I'll repent. God also, God knows. I've worked, I've done everything. So let me sleep. It's just only once. All the guy needs is just only one contact with you in bed. That's what he needs. He has slept with so many of them. You are just going to be like one of them. So while you are thinking you are going to get demons only when you have gone to a shrine, I don't know what, but there are other modern ways. Hallelujah. So you are there, you sleep with a person, and that is it. You are captured. Hallelujah. We have people whom the devil has put in authority, in churches. A guy is a pastor, he's married. Some of them are not married. But their work is to initiate people through sex. I pray for a number of people. Pastors have messed up young people. And they sleep with them. They load them with a lot of demons. Anywhere, any church where you go. And they are telling you, first of all, to sleep with a pastor. Or a pastor. Some of them, they hypnotize you. You don't even have by the time you reach there, you are, something takes over you. Those are demons. Those are entries of demons into people's lives. There are people who are in offices. You are looking for a job. You have gone for an interview. And, jobs in Uganda, they are so scarce. They are promising you money. They are promising you this. But the only way to get this money, to get this job, is sleeping with a guy. I read somewhere where a woman was saying, I've slept my way to the top positions in many organizations where I have worked. So her work is to sleep with people. You don't know the kind of demons that you're getting. You see, we are living in a modern society where the enemy keeps on improving on his way of attacks, or his weapons. Those days we used to have, there was World War. And after the World War, two major powers emerged, Russia and the U.S. They had weaponry. Their weapons were superior. U.S. had a nuclear weapon. Now, if U.S. remained there without improving on its weapon today, even Uganda would give it a lot of hard time because of the weapons that we have today. We have weapons which were not in the World War, which could put America almost on its knees. So they have to improve. While we are here looking at the old weapons that the enemy was using, he's improving on the things today. Hallelujah. Jesus says, you must love him more than anything else. More than your own life. Some of you, your phone. You love your phone more than anything else. Getting the word of the Lord is not there. The moment you wake up, you have a million WhatsApps and you have to follow them. On those WhatsApps, you're in different groups where they will send you pornographic stuff. Demonic material. And as you watch, these things are designed to take you to hell. They are designed. The Bible says the way to the soul, the door to the soul is, to the heart is through the eyes. So as you watch, there are powers that are entering you. Hallelujah. I've prayed for people, I don't know how many times. There's a young girl who came to my office. She was working in Makere. Very born again young girl. Born again. Loves the Lord. You know, these days they tell you, once saved, you are forever saved. Your body can sin, but your spirit cannot sin. That's a lie from hell. The Bible tells you whoever sins is of the devil. Hallelujah. So this young girl is in a class at Makere University. She was working not in a class. Then she had a friend. A friend came, accessed her computer and said, I want to download for you to put for you movies. And she put a lot of movies for these girls. Now, among those movies were pornographic movies. So the girl, she was born again. She had never been exposed to sex movies. So when she watched, she opened the thing. She opened the page. And there she goes. There's pornography. The first time when she saw it, she got shocked and closed. But there's this curiosity, the devil triggers something in you. You feel like, let me just see small. You see, God draws for us boundaries. It's like when I tell you that, please, you are upstairs, you don't need to go to that window. We have not put, if there are no burglary proof and a glass. If you play around there, you are going to fall. Then all the time you are standing here, you want to see what is down there. My friend, that's a thing. People are like that. They want to see what is on the next level. So this girl, something sparked in her mind. And she wanted to see a bit, just curiosity, see a little bit. So she ended up watching, you know, with the guilt. Then the thing became, you know, it began speaking to her body. She found her body crazy. Demons entered that girl. The body started speaking Chinese. And spirits of lust entered the heart, then they would attract men. She began sleeping with men. She told me, Pastor, after deliverance, she told me, people will come. Some men would come and even cry. When I'm talking to them, you see a man is even crying, and you feel like, if I don't help this guy, I'll be heartless. But your body is not a UN body. Hallelujah. You can't serve the whole world. You are made for only one person. So this girl began sleeping with men. She slept with men, but she was calling herself saved. Unfortunately, we have so many people who call themselves saved, but they are in sin. The Bible tells you whoever sins is a slave to sin. So, one time she comes, she had some issues and she came to church. It's her brother who connected her to church. When I began praying for her, she had issues because she was a twin. There were those demons that entered her as a child. You know those things of twin rituals. Ibigali. So she had a lot of them. Most of the demons began, they were speaking Luganda. Proper Luganda. They were speaking Luganda, most of them, those traditional demons. Then as I continued praying for her, we reached a point when the thing now began to speak another language. Proper American English. Not your Ugandan English. No, American English. So I asked the devil, who are you? I'm a spirit of lust. I'm a spirit of lust. It's a spirit of lust. How did she enter? How did you enter? She just opened the door and entered. She opened the door and entered. How did she open? I'm pornography. She watched me. So the moment she began watching, demons entered and they flocked. They entered her. She was put in slavery. She began, the devil began using her the way he wants. I cast out demons from that young girl. I prayed. I cast out every kind of demon until they left her. Hallelujah. There's a pastor. One time I was sharing on radio. And the pastor, by the way, I left my sons here. I came with the two more sons. This is Dennis Mwanje. And hallelujah. And there's another one who has just moved out. Joel, he'll be coming in. Joel Kimboa. So I was praying for... I was sharing this on radio. And a certain pastor rang me. A pastor. I'm not talking about an ordinary believer. A pastor, a servant of God. So, pastor, you are talking about something. I've become a victim. Of the thing. So I'm like, uh-huh. So he said, I need an appointment with you. We made an appointment. He came to my office. He told me, pastor, I watched pornography. And there's another pornography called the incest pornography. I had never heard of that one. Now, incest pornography is sex between relatives. So they show a boy with a mother. A father with a daughter. Now, as you watch that, he watched. I don't know how perverse somebody can be to watch such a thing. And as he watched, demons began to enter him. You see, as a boy with his aunt, a boy with a sister, a sister and brother, those kind of stuff is called incest pornography. Now, as he watched, demons entered him. He's a pastor. He was running a church. You see, Satan, you cannot tell Satan that, Satan does not fear your title. He fears one thing, righteousness. Hallelujah. So the pastor told me, pastor, I watched this thing, and unfortunately, my mother lives with me. A demon of perversion entered me. And there's no woman on this earth I get attracted to like my mother. When I see my mother, I go crazy. Because perversion entered. Pornography is not meant to entertain you. It's meant to kill you, to take you to hell. Hallelujah. So you're watching, you are thinking, you're guarding yourself, you have put yourself guards up, but the enemy has produce deadly weapons that are killing the whole world today. Releasing demons. These things are altars. A demon entered the man of God. He was there desperate to. He wants to run crazy when he sees his mother. Because demons entered him through pornography. Pornography is meant to destroy you. It's meant to kill you. It's meant to... when you are not in Christ, you are dead in sin. That's why the Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 2 that we who were dead in the transgression of our sins, has God raised us together with Christ, having forgiven us our sins. He removed every handwriting that stood against us and nailed it on the cross. We were dead in the transgression of our sins. When you are in sin, you are dead. You belong to the devil.
Because the Bible says whoever sins is of the devil. You cannot be in sin and you continue believing that you are in what you are born again. No. God is holy, and those who seek him must be holy. Any church where you go and they encourage you to continue in sin, you are in a cult. Hallelujah. So I had to pray for that brother, cast out those demons, and release him. Because demons had entered him through pornography. Jesus is telling you, you cannot be my disciples. And if you don't carry your own cross, okay, he says here, you must by comparison hate everyone else, your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. We are not telling you to go and hate your parents. God is love. We must love them. But if they tell us things that are contrary to the gospel, then we must decide. Jesus is first in our lives. He's first. Even when your body is dictating something, you must put him first. You may be a sister, you're there, you are trusting God, you are believing God, you want to get married. And the devil knows, he knows your needs. He will bring you a Hajj. He has the vehicles. He's ready to give you a palace. All you need is just to avail yourself. He's ready to produce from you. But he will not permit you to go to church. Your children are going to become Muslims. You know very well you're producing for hell. So are you going to look for the dictates of your body? Because your body demands those things. The body wants that. You also want to drive. You come to church, the pastor, you say, I mean, somebody's interested in me. Is he born again? No. He's from where? But God knows. God understands. I've waited. I've been praying, pastor. The brother doesn't talk in tongues, but his vehicle talks in tongues. When he pushes the engine, you feel, I don't need more tongues than this. Hallelujah. Speaks to your body and the body goes mad. Jesus is telling you, if you are going to follow him, you must love him more than your own life. Hallelujah. The devil knows what you love. He knows your desires, and he's ready to give them at any cost. Now, the Bible tells you, otherwise you cannot be my disciples. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. There is a cost in salvation. There are certain things to leave. There are certain things we must forego and pursue. Today people enter ministry because you are seeing the pastors, they have vehicles, they have I don't know what, they have everything. We enter ministry as a business. My friend, true ministry is not a business. You have to leave everything. God called me when I had just finished my studies, my professional studies. I was looking forward to become an accountant, work with powerful organizations and many things. But everything, he killed the desire for work and put the desire for ministry. I had to leave everything. I had to pray, fast, look, seek him. Some words of prophecy came over my life, but I continued, serving the Lord. One time he got me out of here to take me for training abroad. I reached there. When you enter the plane, you are like, Ugandan dust off my, you shake it off. I reached where I was. I got into college. I studied. I got jobs. I got money. There was money left and right. I was in England. In England, England has every kind of human race.
If you are looking for black people, they are there. Very, very, very black. If you are looking for brown ones, they are there. If you are looking for orange ones, the mixed ones. If you are looking for white ones, they are there. Every color. It's not, you know, here we don't have color. We don't have. And you have the money. And the girls are available. And you are looking at home. You came here. You know, those days we, some of us would, you know, this situation you pass through and everybody you, who looks at you, they first, when you approach somebody, they look from the foot to, now you have it all and everything is available and you can do whatever you want. God has given us something called a free will. Hallelujah. So you had, I had to, you know, control. And when the time came, by the way, in a few years, I had already done many things, built here, built in a village. Now God tells me, get back. And I remember everything that, I remembered everything that I had gone through. And I was like, where do I start from? I wanted to get money and come and at least build a big business. I will serve you, but I have somewhere to get the money from. So God told me, that thing is not your God. You know, sometimes we want to have something that we cling to. Salvation is by faith. You have to put your faith in Him. Faith doesn't know where it's going, but it knows the one leading it. Hallelujah. You have to know your God. The Bible says those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. You need to know God. You need to wake up in the morning, read the Bible, reduce your time on what? Those social media things. Today the devil does not want us to read the Bible. We struggle. You wake up, you have 1,000 WhatsApp messages to attend to. And you don't know how you are. You don't want to miss any. When you're on WhatsApp, your eyes are open. You cannot blink. You cannot even doze a second. But get the word. From the same gadget. Now I switch to the Bible. Few lines and, you know. Before long, if you are on a table now, you wake up when there's River Nile going. Hallelujah. Satan hates somebody to read the Bible. The strongest demons they send are demons which fight the word of the Lord. Because if you don't know the word of God, you will go with any kind of teaching. Somebody will tell you some stupid word and you follow. Somebody tells you he's Christ. I have been in heaven. I had a fellowship, I don't know, with the angels in heaven. I've been in heaven, I don't know what. Brother. You begin praying through a pastor. Somebody tells you, I was in a road and a vehicle came to crush me. I called my father, my spiritual father, the prophet, and he arrived. My friend, we don't have that capacity. Anything that presents itself as the way to God, other than Jesus, know you are dealing with hell itself. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through Him. There's no any name which was given to man that man should be saved except the name Jesus Christ. Jesus is for Indians, is for Africans, is for Americans, is for every corner of the world. Now you get here somebody who tells you for you to access God, you have to go through Him. How about the guys in America? Do they know Him? Are they going to go to hell because they don't know this human being? Begin reasoning. Don't just follow people blindly. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You see, even angels themselves could not allow to be worshipped. When the angel came before Manoah tried to worship. He says, don't worship me. I'm your fellow servant. The angels will say, I am your fellow servant. The Bible tells us we are a little lower than angels. Now, those ones which are above us,
They can't be allowed to be worshipped. Then for you as a human being, they have to worship you and even kiss you, the feet of you, they kiss your shoes. And you are still calling yourself a servant of God. Satan is full of pride. One time I think we shall have to have Subuga just tell you some of the strategies they use in hell. I know the pastor, when he's coming to visit, when you invite him to a church like this one, he first sent the adverse team to come and check the security, the what. They have to go and even see the toilet where the man of God will use. Are they fit for the man of God? When the guy arrives, they get all of you outside, including the hosting pastor. And they have to do security check. Honestly, who wants to kill the man of God? Unless if that guy has crimes. Or he doesn't trust the God who sent him to preach. So they subject you to a lot of... The guy enters, he's like a president. Everybody must know that the man of God has entered. Which man of God? Which God? That's a different God. As you submit to that man, you are submitting to the one whom he serves. Jesus said, the greatest among you should be like the least. We need to be like children. I was in a certain conference in Mombasa. It was the conference of Maurice Oruro. In a massive church. And now the man of Cerulo comes in, he's marching. There are people escorting him on all over, dressed in suits. So he stands on the pulpit. Another one stands there, another one there, another there. Some around him. So the guy is preaching, and he's looking around. He says, then he turned around and said, young man, what are you doing here? You are grabbing me. You know, he had that penetrative law, you know. I don't know, some of you know Maurice Oruro. I have a battalion of angels guarding me. Go and sit down. You have been taught wrongly. I think some pastors need to be embarrassed like that. I don't need anybody to guard me if God cannot guard me. Then I think I better give up even the ministry. A guy comes, the escort alone, and they rough up people. When you are in such places, I'm talking about cults, by the way. There are many. Hallelujah. I wanted to read some scripture. Jesus tells you in a... Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, and from the day of John the Baptist, that is from Matthew 11:12, and from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent who take it by storm. You have the enemy. There's an enemy who hates the kingdom of God. He hates you. He hates the kingdom of God, and he fights it daily, with the intention of destroying it. There are meetings every day taking place in hell to see that they bring you down, to see that you don't go to heaven. Subuga went to a place where, do you know the thing called the Kumanyagana? Place of meeting to know each other. It is in Buwama, along Masaka Road. So they were meeting as Satanists. And the guy, there's a guy, I think he's called Kawaya. He's a terrible witch. He's an overseer of witches and sorcerers and all agents of Satan in the country. When you go there, they remove everything from, they check you properly to see that you don't have anything that can record. They remove your phones, they remove everything, they take your vehicle and they park somewhere, then they search you properly. So when you enter, you enter the compound. It has a massive wall around it, and the thing is bigger than a football field, and it was packed. Now, the front row had guys who were at a very high level of Satanism. And those were pastors. They had special uniform. This other one, for him, he was seated behind with other people. The guy who took him there is called Simon. Simon only eats dead bodies. Yeah? And they have a doctor in Mulago who would bring dead bodies to them in a nice box. So, the guy is a pathologist. He works in a mortuary. So, they would get dead bodies. There are dead bodies which are dumped there and they don't have relatives. They don't have people to claim them. So, this guy would chop. Some of those dead bodies are buried at Lusazi and some other mass graves, some other places, government places of burial. So he would chop some of them, put in ice box, put in his vehicle, which was a super custom, and drive to Muyenga. These guys were living in a beautiful house. They had vehicles, they had what? They were bingo. They were always paid by a very big organization, a money lending organization, which I will not name here. Now, this guy, when he would reach, he would deliver these things. Suga met those guys without even knowing that he was meeting wrong people. They had money. They were giving him money today, I don't know, 20, then 50, then kept on increasing the money, and almost on a daily basis, until he became so friendly to them and began living with them. They began giving him, soda every day. And that soda was mixed with human blood. Now, it was made in the way that after some time, he would lose appetite for food and he would crave for human blood and human flesh. But he was not aware. The thing was just like normal soda. So after some time, when they discover that it is now time, they put meat on the sink in the kitchen, and they called him raw meat. So they were talking, come and see this. What? So his eyes, when he set his eyes on the raw meat, something possessed him, and he went for the meat. He ate the meat raw. By the time he woke up, He recovered his senses. He had finished over a kilo of meat. From that time, he lost appetite for normal food. They introduced him now to human flesh. He would grow teeth like a vampire, go to a fridge, pick a piece of dead body, and eat. Now, that's why me, I'm very suspicious of the thing called those funny vaccines, where you have to keep on getting boosters. Those guys, first of all, they are Satanists. They acted. Do you remember a movie called The Contagion? Some of you, if you have watched, they acted the corona situation in 2021. 2019. They released a movie called The Contagion. And they acted the corona, how a young lady went to China, an American lady. Got a boy, ate some so-called bat meat, I don't know what, then got a virus, entered the plane, infected the people on the plane, the her boyfriend comes, then infected the boyfriend. So, at the end of the day, he comes in America, those ones who continued with the flight to Japan and other places, they infected the people there. When she goes to America, then she begins developing a problem with the breathing, and they took her to, checking. Those people who were around her, they also got infected. The whole thing became like corona. People were struggling with breathing. Now you see everybody, putting on masks. I hate them myself. Anyway, everybody with them. I don't like playing in the tricks of Satan. I know Satan is what they do, and this thing is acted by the devil himself. So at the end of the day, they lock up, they put schools in lockdown, cities in lockdown, the whole countries, all countries in lockdowns. And
later in 2019. It broke out with in 2019, towards the end. They released the virus 9 years later, and they played the whole thing. Unless if they were prophets. But they knew what they were doing and acted it. Then they have acted another thing called Resident Evil. And the zombie eclipse. Where a guy begins to develop, there's an outbreak, and the guy gets a vaccine, begins developing a vaccine, then he begins injecting people, and then they start getting booster vaccines. Then at the end of the day, guys begin growing teeth like vampires. And they begin chewing each other. They thirst for blood. They begin putting people in concentration camps. I look at those things. You know, people think this is just imagination. I've prayed for Subuga. Subuga used to grow teeth like vampires. We had to teach him to eat food. And the moment he began eating food, those teeth broke off, and we had to put in new teeth. Somebody donated 6 million shillings to put in new teeth. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Now, people look at those things and they think they cannot happen. Let me go back to the story. The guys met where they call Kumanyagana. They have pastors here. They have what? A guy came seated on a skin, an animal skin, and floating in the air. You know, you get something like this. This is an animal skin. And the guy sits cross-legged. You know, before he came, these guys were seated in a compound. There were huge trees like that. A strange wind came which would blow the... You know, a tree like that come down, reach down, and it does not break. Now, those trunks are not flexible. They are not elastic. They don't have springs. They come down and they go back. The wind was too much, and the guy was amazed. He didn't know what was happening. Then all of a sudden, somebody came riding on the skin, floating in the air. The skin has no engine, no petrol, no nothing. It's floating. And the guy began saying, when these guys who were in front, those devil worshippers, the pastors, we are telling, they are agents of hell in this city. Agents of hell. When they saw the guy, they fell down to worship. They all went down at once, and everybody knelt. The guy started speaking. They will never reach that place where they are saying they are going. We are going to do everything within our means to make sure they don't go. When we gather like this, our father is happy. Now, their father who is happy, they are talking about Lucifer, Satan. The place they are saying they will never reach, they are talking about heaven. So they are doing everything within with their means to make sure you don't reach heaven. And one of the ways of doing that is to bring churches which look like churches, but they are shrines. You go to a church, but you are in a shrine. The man of God is a prosperity. He's tougher than Mama Fina. The demons he uses, Mama Fina doesn't have them. Because when you go to Mama Fina, to consult Mama Fina, you go like maybe one person, you go like a family, you go just... So Mama Fina needs very few demons to dispatch in a person. Now these pastors, they deal with mass crowds, so they have a lot of demons. So for you, you get out of there, because you don't read the Bible, you don't know the character of God, you don't know anything... Anybody who presents himself as a pastor, he's your pastor. This guy who taught Subuga to eat human flesh, he's called Simon. By the time I got to Subuga, he was speaking every language on earth. Every language. Because demons stopped him from studying when he was nine. So when he would go to class, he could not see anything. So he didn't learn English. Now he meets these devil worshippers, and they have to use his body. So they performed a ritual, and a demon entered him.
it entered him like you get your fingers, your hand into a glove, and the finger pass, you know, you make sure every finger passes where it is, you know, that hole. So the thing entered his body and fitted him part for part. Even ears, something entered his ears and he would feel it. Something is tucking itself in you. So whenever he would meet somebody, if you were Muteso, that spirit would raise up and speak Luteso properly with you. If you're a Nigerian, it would speak Nigerian with you. If you're from any part of the world, whether you're Chinese, a demon would speak. Now Simon was like that. He would speak languages. One time he went to Fanero. He's a very friend, a good friend of Grace Lubega. Some of you like going to churches. And be, I don't know, manifestation of power. I don't know what. My friend. They went to Fanero with Isuga. The guy introduced Simon as his friend. He has his best friend from Nigeria, man of God. He's going to come and preach. Those days they were just simply training the young man. He didn't know even that his friend was a pastor. So everybody shouted, they welcomed the guy. He came and spoke Nigerian English perfectly. Afterwards, he began praying for people, anointing them, loading them with demons. People are collapsing. They think they are collapsing under the power of God. You're collapsing under the powers of darkness. That guy is a prosperity. He's far. I've prayed for a number of people who have had our testimonies and ran away from there. I've had to cast out a lot of demons from a number of them. A number of them. Because they're loaded. Those are shrines. The guy you called Mbonyi. Wow. You have this other guy. Anyway, let me not mention them. Some of them are deadly, but let me not mention them. The Bible says, you know them by their fruits. The Bible says, in the last days, they are going to raise many false prophets. They will draw crowds after themselves. They will perform miracles and deceive many. If possible, the very elect, but you know them by their fruit. I don't care how many people are following you. What are you preaching? What is your lifestyle? Hallelujah. You know them by their fruit. Such churches, you will find people in sin. People are bound. Because whoever sins is of the devil. Hallelujah. I want to read a... The Bible tells you in John 17:14-16. I have given them your word, and I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world anymore, than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We are in this world, but not of the world. When our master was going, he said, I pray that you take them, you don't take them out. We remain here. But we are not of the world. The world hates us. Anything that welcomes you to the world, friendship with the world, the Bible says, is enmity with Christ. Hallelujah. Friendship with the world means you are going to be in sin. These schools are wonderful. They speak to the body. That's where you meet girls, you meet boys, and they are ready to serve. All your satanic desires, all your bodily desires, but they of the world. So if you be, you cannot say you're a Christian and you're going to discos and coming to church on Sunday. You belong to the world. Jesus prayed for us not to be taken out of the world, but to remain here, knowing that we are not of the world. Much as I'm in this world, I don't identify with the world. There are certain places even where the world does not expect me to go. You saw when this man lost his marriage and got another girl. The world did not expect a pastor to do something like that. Hallelujah. The world knows what the pastor is supposed to do, what a Christian is supposed to do. You are a Christian and you have a side dish. Honestly. You are not a Christian. Friendship with the world is enmity with Christ. Our kingdom is the kingdom of light, ruled by the kingdom of righteousness. We cannot live in two kingdoms concurrently. One of light and the other of darkness. Right now there is light. The moment darkness comes, this light, unless if you put light. Hallelujah. So long as the sun is up, we are seeing that light. And when the sun goes down, darkness comes in. They can't come at the same time. And when we want to see light in darkness, we have to put on light. You are the light of this world. Wherever you go, you must bring light. Hallelujah. The principle is simple. Light and darkness cannot work together. Sin is part of the kingdom of darkness. Therefore, when one commits sin and continues in it, he becomes a slave to the kingdom of darkness. If a church is living in sin and compromise, then it cannot call itself the church of Christ. It therefore belongs to the kingdom of darkness. There are churches which call themselves churches, but they belong to Satan. Where you see sin thriving, where sin is not condemned, no, you are dealing with Satan. John 8, 34 to 35. Whosoever commits sin, this is Jesus saying, this is in King James. Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and a servant abideth not in the house forever. When the Bible says, okay, whoever commits sin is a slave, is a servant of sin. When you commit sin, you become a servant of the devil. The devil is a master of sin. There is nothing called sin which can be a master of you. That's what the master of sin is, the devil. You become a servant of the devil. And you cannot function in the kingdom of God. You'll be just a slave. You know when you're a slave, how many of you have house girls? A good number of you have house girls. You have house boys. When you have a house boy, you can eat with that houseboy on the table. Okay? You can sleep, he can sleep in your house. Those tiled houses. They can use your showers. They can use the same facility, the car, when you are going to church, you want to go with them. You can drive together. They can enjoy everything. But it's something they will never get from the house. They have no inheritance. Hallelujah. We can come here and we are all in church. We are the children of God. When food is served, it's like at the table, you eat the same food. Some people, when they are eating meat, the house girl has to eat beans and they eat greens, some funny foods. Why? For them, they're enjoying. Me at home, we eat the same things. Hallelujah. So we can eat the same thing. We come here and we preach. You say, hallelujah. You are enjoying, pastor, preach it. You go back and you move with your church because the pastor is not seeing. The pastor doesn't know. You are at school. I mean, you are in the field there. The pastor doesn't even know your office. You are sleeping with your boss. On Sunday, you come to appease your mind. You are conscious by coming to church. You don't want the pastor to call you and say, I've not seen you for 2 weeks. So you are here. You are enjoying with us. You are just a slave. A slave to sin. You are a slave in the house of God. You are bound. You are a servant of Satan. There are demons holding you. You have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. The Bible says, no witches, no sorcerers, no rumor mongers will enter the kingdom of God. People who sin have no inheritance. We can walk with them, we can clap with them, we can jump together, we can sing Hosanna, and they can even go deeper in the spirit, and you see the guy is manifesting God, he's in the spirit. When they begin talking tongues, they talk more tongues than the United Nations. Because on top of what they speak here on earth, they speak even tongues of angels, and you wonder which angels. Hallelujah. But you're a slave. Whoever sins is a slave. The Bible is very clear. I want you to take that even if you don't take anything. And this is what you're teaching. John 8, 34, 35. Whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant does not abide. The servant abides not in the house forever. Abide out temporarily. In the house is there temporarily. The inheritance is for the children. Hallelujah. The Bible gives us a perfect example. Hallelujah. When you go to Acts 19, let's end with this. I know we have to end the service somehow. The Bible says in Acts 19:13, then some itinerant Jews, exorcists, took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus, we know. Paul, you are talking about, we know. But who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was limped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Hallelujah. You see, there are these things where you come and you begin now, you know, imitating the pastor. You know how the pastor prays, so you can also pray his strokes if he's, you know all the way he moves around the stage. So when you go home, you are like that. When you come to church, you know, you are like your pastor. But you don't know the price has paid. You don't know. You are walking in sin. So you come here, you on comedy, you see. Church is not a comedy place. This is not a house of comedy. This is the church. This is kingdom business. They saw Pastor Paul preaching, casting out demons. They had seen Jesus, and they were sons of the priest, a Jewish priest. So they took it upon themselves. The guys were living in sin. The Bible is very clear. It says, whoever lives in sin is a servant to sin. He's a slave. So now a slave goes to attack his master. No, the principle is simple. You are a slave, and the one who has enslaved you is your master. That is the devil, the one you serve. Then they go and they begin casting out demons. In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. When they mention the name of Jesus, demons, you know that name has power. It's like a gun. When you get a gun and you if you point it at yourself, it will kill you. If you point it at your enemy, it will kill the enemy, so long as you pull the trigger. So they pulled the trigger to hit the devil. But the demons began to sort out themselves. This guy is here. This guy, Paul, they are talking about, we know Paul. He's born again. He's in the book, Lamb's Book of Life. He's walking in righteousness. Jesus, they are talking about, we know. But this guy, look at this guy. He's this. They turn. You know, one time, there's a friend of mine. He went with a pastor. House, door to door, preaching. And they reached somewhere. They preached. They met a family. They preached to them. Some of the people are allowed to get saved. They committed their lives to the Lord. Then there was a sick woman. You remember those days when AIDS would, when you fell sick of AIDS, everybody would know that you have AIDS. It will eat you. That's why it is called slim. It would slim you properly until you remain bones. Hallelujah. So the woman was like bones. She was there almost dying. So they said, let's pray for, we are praying for this woman. So they began praying, rebuking the spirit of death. The woman jumped. So the pastor was called Roger. You, Roger. You are also telling me to go. Roger, are you serious? Yesterday you slept with a member of your church who is not your wife. And you are also here telling me to go. They got Roger, carried him up and hammered him down. The guy started screaming and, you know, fighting. Now, the guy whom he had gone with also is called Roger. He's just a flock, a member of the church. But he was walking in righteousness. The guy had to take the pastor through deliverance, prayed for the pastor. The pastor got, when he recovered, he went out very embarrassed. He didn't know what to do. Because he had been beaten flat, exposed. Satan does not fear titles. No. He does not fear people who, I don't know, you pray things down, what? So long as you are walking in sin, whatever you are doing is just nothing. Satan fears godly people. People walking in righteousness, in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you have exposed yourself to many things. These things have become a problem. The gadgets, your TV programs, the songs that you listen to, they bring a lot of demonic presence in your life. One time I was praying for this girl called Erica, and I was casting out demons. And the demons told me, you cannot cast out of this house when it is your father who brings us here. That's like, devil, you're a liar. My father is not a witch. My father is even born again. Yes, but he plays our music. He plays our music and we come. Now, my innocent father was only putting on secular station and any radio station and any music which comes. For him, it was okay. The thing was bringing demons in my house. Some of you, the TV programs, the cartoons have captured your children. You don't even censor which cartoons your children should watch. I mean, for us at home, we don't allow cartoons. These are modern things that are bringing demons in people's lives. We need God to intervene in our lives, to change us and transform us. Hallelujah. Let's stand up in the presence of God. Pastor, you didn't tell me what time I'm supposed to end, so. But, hallelujah. We are going to pray. If you're here and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I want to give you an opportunity to be born again. To give your life to Jesus Christ. If you're here, maybe it's your first time or you've been coming, but you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, and you want to do it today, I want you to put up your hand wherever you are if you want to receive Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Is there a hand over here? There's no hand. We are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, which is above every other name, we want to bless you this day. We want to worship you for who you are. We release your divine presence in this place, Lord. We thank you for the word that has been preached, Lord. We want to bless your King Jesus for your word. We thank you for this, your servant, O God Almighty. We thank you that, Lord, he's a man who desires to know you, to serve you, and to lead others into the ways of salvation. Lord, I pray for a special grace upon him. Lord, if there's any demonic covenant over his life, any claim the enemy has over him, we break that by the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Satan, we come against you. Satan, we destroy you. Witchcraft, we destroy you. Sorcery, we destroy you. We break every satanic power. Satan, I come against you by the power of God and I destroy you right now. I destroy every demonic power, every incantation, every impartation from hell. I come against it by the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Satan, I command it to loose God's people. Loose God's people right now. Loose God's people. I release the glory of God. I release the power of the Holy Ghost. I defeat witchcraft. I defeat sorcery. I defeat every demonic power. Satan, I destroy you. Satan, I destroy you. Lose this little girl. Lose her. Cry out and go. Cry out and go. Get out. Get out quickly. Out, never to come back. Lose in the name of Jesus. Lose her. Go. Go. Furuma. Furuma. I destroy the powers of hell. I destroy every evil power. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, I pray for this man. I release your glory over him. I release your anointing over him. I break evil. I break witchcraft. I break demonic powers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
As I continue to minister to that young girl, yes, we are grateful for the ministry of Evangelist Patrick Wandera. As you are aware, he's coming back next Sunday, all right? He's coming back next Sunday, so please, if you can, be back, all right? And invite whoever you think needs help or needs the information. Glory be to God. And yes, also on Thursday, is it Thursday or Friday? Friday, the launch of the book. The book is going to be launched on Friday at Makere Hill Deliverance Church at 4. From 4 to 6. All right? I plan to be there. I already plan to be there. Some gentlemen were invited. I hope they will be there. Ukolin and Arjuna. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Evangelist, I'm sure Joseph Nsubuga has told you, yes, this church has no dealings with Mbonye. Mbonye was once our friend. I was his best man at his wedding. Yes. Now you're shocked. You can come and pray for me. Yes. But that was before he went. Eh? And yes, I have warned the people God has given me against Fanero, against Grace Ulubega. I have warned them against Namutevi. I have warned them about others, but haven't mentioned their names, thinking that they should know. All right? Yeah, some of the big churches here, it is not as glamorous as you think. Glory be to God. I have preached to them that Christians who practice sin are going to hell. All right? Slowly by slowly, they began to agree with me because we read the scriptures. And most of them, if not all of them, they believe the same thing now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So with a big hand clap, let's appreciate the man of God. once again. Hallelujah. Now let's take an offering. Amen. Yes, an offering is important. Yes, it helps us to serve the Lord, to deliver His people, to make sure that everyone, I for one, have been entrusted with, makes it to heaven. By the way, that is the emphasis I always make. All right? As the other people are trying to make sure that you don't go to heaven, all right? For me and those I serve with here, like Joanne Isoke, okay, we are doing our best to make sure that everyone makes it to heaven. Glory be to God. We are not buying into the false grace message, all right? We are not buying into it because it is a devil. And yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor Patrick is going to continue to minister to that young lady after the service. All right? Yes, because the sense says that she needs a special attention. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I don't know if it is okay to say Katani Kabutandisi or the people who use it. Anyway, yeah, it is just, you know, we have another Sunday. It's going to be great. Amen. Yeah, worship team, you did wonderful. Okay, let's appreciate them with a big hand clap. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Joanne, any announcement? Anything you want to add? No. Okay. The money that you're giving helps us to bless the man of God. By the way, glory be to God. Pastor Patrick, since 2017, you are the first guest preacher here. Since 2017. The last one who was here was James Magara, your church mate. Yes. Yes, when I realized that Kampala, Christianity in Kampala, is not as you see it. I'm very careful which preachers I associate with and which preachers ever stand here. Because I know too much, in a sense. I know too much. Some of the pastors you guys are hoping not being with, to inviting them to your homes with all your aunties to deliver you, they're actually binding you. But for some reason, I don't want to enter your homes. I don't have that permission yet to intrigue into your family. What? Your domain. But be careful. Be what? Yes. Years ago, Grace Lubega came to Zoe to preach, and I was there. That was like 2015. Mariam, 2015. And he made a statement which, in hindsight, now I understand what the guy meant. He said that within 5 years, we shall have taken this city. He said within 5 years. Okay? And I'm sure you know more than me. It's like, man, bazinze kochi. So I tell people now, if you're here and you're from Worship Harvest, please pray for Moses Mukisa. That is if he hasn't yet gone. Because Grace Rubega has been working on him for years. They are tight. Pray for Grace Rubega, for Moses Mukisa. All right? Okay? Robert Kayanja now is in the mission of selling Grace Lubega to the church. He took him at Umulinde's son's death. Because they're the same. Robert Kayanja, he went. Once upon a time, he was a great man of God. He went. Okay? With Namutebian, we know. Okay? He went. So, get off channel 44. You don't know what you're dealing with. Glory be to God. Amen? This Kampala is deadly, eh? This Kampala is what? But we pray for God, eh? To send a revival. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the ministry that we have received in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for you've honored us by giving us the ministry of Patrick, setting captives free and enlightening us how we should walk, how our families should be, how we should raise up our children, not to expose them to things that will get them in trouble as they grow up. We thank you, Father, and we cover everyone in this place with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, everyone is covered in Jesus' name. God's protection is over you this week. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that is being fashioned against you because of your attendance of this meeting, no weapon is going to prosper in your life in the name of Jesus. On the contrary, you will walk victoriously by the power of the Holy Spirit. You will walk in righteousness. Sin shall be far off from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Begin even now, Father, to prepare us for next Sunday. Oh God, bring to mind the peoples that we should invite, the peoples that need to hear these things, the people that need to be set free. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth out your angels to gather them from wherever they be. And we pray in the name of Jesus that we shall walk with the angels, taking forth the word, inviting people to come and experience you. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. With another big hand clap, let us appreciate the man of God. And see you next Sunday. Yes, as the evangelist, we'll continue to minister to that young lady. All right? Yes, she was, I used to help her years ago. Glory be to God. Amen. See you next Sunday. Amen. Invite someone, all right? Yes.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.